Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are going to be easy to predict, and Joe Biden, who is kicking off his so-called campaign, it'll be very short-lived if you ask me, but he's kicked it off and he started it off, here's what they write, he's starting his campaign by evoking the Revolutionary War to mark the third anniversary of the deadly insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, and he's visiting the South Carolina church where a white gunman massacred black parishioners. Do I need to explain anything more? I mean, that's the way Joe Biden wants to start. Divisive. Oh, black versus white. Look at what this white kid did. And he killed all these black folks. Now, the nation's already healed over that. People know that was a crazy white boy. It wasn't. I mean, there's no nationwide conspiracy to get black people. And of course, we all know that J6 was a ruse, a farce, a Democrat inspired, actually a Democrat set up event. With the help of the DOJ, but Joe Biden wants you to believe that Donald Trump was trying to destroy the democracy. And, oh, by the way, you black people, you better be concerned. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Our message is in our merch. We've got a, I know this isn't, you know, one of my better moments in terms of my Christianity, but we've got a finger cup that gives you all the things that you need to sort of flip the bird to in 2024. You should take a look at it. Joe Biden's won. The divisiveness of the left, the cause of racism, sexism, homophobia, etc. We should look back on the past of 2023 and flip the bird to all that stuff. And going forward, dismiss it. Don't even entertain it. This is how Joe Biden wants to come out of the saddle.
Yeah, we're going to strike, and this is how we're going to represent America to be going forward. And, oh, by the way, you can't have more of that rascally Donald Trump. Why would you want more of that?
Your ability to pay your bills and a host of other things. Why would you want more of that? Why would you want to be able to feel safer in your neighborhoods? Why would you want better schools? Why would you want a protected border? Why would you want energy independence? Lower fuel costs, lower food costs. A better feeling as a consumer. Why wouldn't you want all that? But then they go, on Saturday, Biden will travel to near Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, where George Washington and the Continental Army spent a bleak winter nearly 250 years ago. There he'll decry former President Donald Trump for the riot by a mob and his supporters who overran the Capitol. Have you seen the videos of them overrunning the Capitol? There was a smidgen of Capitol Hill police, thousands and thousands of Trump supporters. And you know what the Capitol Hill police did? They opened the barriers. And you know who was pushing against the barriers? People paid by the Democrats. This isn't conspiracy any longer. They can geo-track. They can tell you exactly who it was. There's already video of these people changing into Trump gear. They know the Capitol Hill people inside of the Capitol changed into Trump gear. You've seen the videos of people walking through the Capitol like they were walking through a luxury shopping mall. But they want you to believe you're a threat. And you're a threat because you condone the activities of Donald Trump, who did what? Nothing. They go on, they say, 2 days later, he will visit Mother Emanuel AME Church in Charleston, where 9 people were shot and killed in a June 2015 white supremacist attack. So they go back to that. The black parishioners in South Carolina, so they got Saturday. 2 days later, he visits that. Then they say he's kicking off his 2024 campaign by delving into the country's darkest moments rather than an upbeat affirmation of his record. So the stakes in November are, do you want to lose the democracy? the man who weaponizes the FBI, the members, various organizations within the DOJ, to get Donald Trump. The guy who worked with the FBI, works with people to effectively take out his competition in 2024, the same guy that actually beat him in 2020, but he can't let the cat out of the bag on that. But now that he's got a track record, old Joe Biden's got a track record, now he's got to come back through and show. And I mean, what's he going to do? Can he run on that? These are rhetorical questions. I'm not teaching you anything you don't already know. Right now, we're just sharing together. But you're probably going, yep, Kevin, I agree. What can Joe Biden do now that we can compare and contrast one guy's presidency versus the other? You take away COVID, Donald Trump was a rock star. Joe Biden relied on COVID. He got more funding over that farcical ruse and more money over climate farce. And he still managed to ruin an economy. This guy got more money than any president in history. And to be honest, he got more than some combined, presidents combined. And what did he do? He fudged the statistics.
We're going to bring down the debt.
So he gets $1.6 trillion of additional money. And he says, we're going to bring down the debt. And what does he do? He drops it down by half a $600 trillion. It's still a trillion more than any other debt ever in the history of man. And he says, I reduce the debt. It's just tricky. Trickeration. You know, it's fudging the numbers. He talks about the number of jobs he's created. What were these jobs? Pre-pandemic losses of jobs. When those jobs come back, Joe Biden says, I brought those jobs back. The same guy that now has a $1 trillion more in his budget, and you know the economy opens up as it should have and as it was going to eventually anyway, because we were smart enough to finally get it. I mean, I never was going to buy into the ruse of the lockdown, but when people finally got their sanity back and went back to their jobs, what does Joe Biden do? He takes credit for jobs, people returning to jobs. This is insanity. And I'm going to come back to this. We let them. I mean, I know there are people out there talking about, I'm not giving you credit for returning to a job. There are those out there, those voices. But I'm just telling you, this is the propaganda machine that they use to sell Joe Biden. National debt surpassed $34 trillion. For the first time, interest on our debt is over $1 trillion. Look it up, the interest on our debt. That's bigger than the GDP of over half the countries in the world. Look, this isn't going to be a doom and gloom broadcast, but I'm going to tell you the state of things. So hang in there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I don't know about you, but I'm sick of being lied about. I'm sick of being told that my ilk wants to beat up a gay guy who's the one of the actors in Empire, and they're willing to wait him out in the Chicago cold and put a noose around his neck and pour bleach on him and beat him up. Only to learn that it was a ruse by the very guy who wanted to get a raise on his job. So what did he do? He used us. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. You heard me talk about the Transact card. I hope you go to my website and you get this card. It's an automatic coupon card. You shop anywhere, if it's got a discount with through the Transact card, you'll get it. 1%, 2%, 3.7%, free money. Generates tens of dollars every month for me. I've used this card, not the exact one because we had one before that went away, but this one's relatively new and it's certainly viable. And, you know, you save 50, 70 bucks a month and just stuff that you do normal, but the travel benefits are huge. And you can get free hotel, free rental car, stuff like that, just by using the card and building up those points. So I recommend you check it out. The Kevin Jackson Network is where you can find out more about that. And I do hope that you become one of our warriors this year in 2024. One of the people that support us with a recurring offering of $20 a month. And I don't know whether that's a lot or a little for you, but if we get 500 people to do that, this is a buy. It doesn't pay, you know, we're not going to go out and buy ourselves Ferraris. But it allows us to continue doing what we do and not worry about sponsors. We had a group of people that were running commercials on the show. And I don't know where you listen to it and what's running on, like, Spotify and stuff like that. But we have no commercials running on our program that are not our own anymore. That's what we did for 2024. And prior to this, I was actually going to put this show behind a firewall. I didn't care if it was 50 listeners, but it was going to be 50 people who paid. But we had some people that said, Kevin, here's some change to keep the show in front so we could let everybody hear. Because I think it's important that everybody hear what we have to say. And look, I would love to tell you to take credit for all this stuff. I take credit because God gave me a brain to put these thoughts together. But the real credit goes to God speaking through me and giving me this ability to discern stuff. And what I try to do, and most of you know this, is inspire you to use your brain. You're brilliant people. I know you're brilliant because I know many of you. And I know that you were smarter than I was in college or in high school or wherever. Or I know what you do for a living. I know that I have an audience of brilliant people. So all I try to do is inspire you. Anyway, I want to go on to what I'm not taking anymore. I'm not taking people who say, oh, these people, all they want to do is disrupt. You know, they go to march on Washington peacefully, and it turns into a riot, an insurrection. I'm not taking that. I'm not an insurrectionist. And I will tell you this. I don't think there was a single insurrectionist that went to D.C. when they were trying to fight for the coup that actually occurred. There was not a single insurrectionist. I'm not going to be called that. I am a proud maggot, if you want to call me that. I believe in making America great again. And if you want to call me a maggot, I accept it. I'm a proud maggot. I'm not going to let them. You can define me, and I'll tell you what I accept. I accept that. You want to call me an anti-vax person? I will tell you, you are a liar. I've taken many vaccinations in my life. But you know what I won't take? I won't take the one that I know is sinister, that has underlying issues, and you don't want to tell me about it. I'm not taking that one. And if that makes me an anti-vaxxer, fine. I accept it under those terms. I am anti-COVID vax, and I'm anti-vax of a lot of other stuff that going forward. And who knows? I may just become flat-out anti-vax. Something's going to take me out. But it won't be one of those. I'm a climate denier. Are you? I am a proud climate denier. I think the idea that these folks believe they can save the planet is ridiculous. And there's a meme floating around about 1970s. We're going to all freeze to death. 1980s, we're all going to burn to death. And every single prediction that they've made about the planet over the last 100 years, none of them, repeat, none of them have come true. All manipulated. Just like, think of it, Jussie Smollett. Every time they bring up the climate, Jussie Smollett. Every time they bring up J6, Jussie Smollett. Every time they deny election cheating in 2020, Jussie Smollett. Russian interference from Donald Trump, Jussie Smollett. That's what they are. He is the symbol of leftism. And you know what's worse? The media jumped on board with Jussie Smollett the same way they jump on board with every one of these other things. And what do they not want to give you? Data. J6, where's that? Oh, we just happened to delete all the Secret Service messages. We deleted all the videos. We deleted all this. They didn't even want you to see the videos. Why? Because when you finally saw the videos, what did you learn? They were lying. Lying to you. Adam Schiff says he's got absolute proof that Donald Trump is in cahoots with the Russians. Where is it? He's produced nothing. But when you ask them for their data, they don't want to give it to you. Joe Biden, we'd like his bank records. And Hunter Biden's like, you better get a subpoena. You get a subpoena, we're not going to honor the subpoena. We want you to testify. I don't need to testify. But they want to tell you they're transparent. And then they wonder why Joe Biden's poll numbers are where they are. They wonder why Democrats are polling low. I will tell you, poll Democrats versus Republicans. Democrats poll lower. Congress, not trusted. Media, not trusted. Thank yourselves. Because you've done your job. You've been out there. You've been vocal. Good. But let me tell you, this is the year. This is the year. 2023 was a horrible year for me. I don't know what it's going to bring financially for me this year. But let me tell you, if it's anything close to what it was financial, then I won't be back on this program next year. But if it's anything worse than what it was in 2020, we're all doomed. We've got a job to do. There is no other time than now. When I'm imploring you to get involved and make sure your message is out there, you need to do it. This is a year you can take out that Trump hat and wear it, that Trump shirt, put that bumper sticker on your car, because let me tell you what you're going to find. A lot more people, a lot more than before, are back in the corner of Donald Trump. The media knows it. They don't want to let you know. The secret's out. The rhinos in our party, the McConnells, they don't want to let you know. Donald Trump has gotten endorsement from a lot of the insiders of the Republican Party that were afraid to do it before. They were afraid of McConnell. And he's gotten a big Democrat exodus, an independent exodus. He is our champion. When we come back, I'm going to talk about the black vote.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Criticism of the decision to pull former President Trump off the GOP primary ballot pours in as Trump's attorneys have filed an appeal in Maine's Superior Court. Republican White House hopeful Nikki Haley.
Don't open a door you can't close. And this is a dangerous door to open. And we need the Supreme Court to step in quickly before we have too many states do this.
In his appeal, Trump referred to Shenna Bellows as a biased decision maker and claimed she does not have the legal authority to remove him from the ballot. a disturbing video from a courtroom in Nevada is making the rounds, showing a defendant flying over the bench and attacking the judge after she denied him bail. Deobra Delone Redden was wrestled to the floor behind Clark County District Judge Mary K. Holtis' bench. The judge suffered a minor head injury, and a courtroom marshal was taken to the hospital for a large gash on his head. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There's a glaring difference in how black leftists think in comparison to black conservatives. Glaring difference. We have much of the same goals in terms of what we want to accomplish, but how we do it is very different. And I'm going to tell you, there is a cultural divide between black conservatives and black leftists. And I know what it is because I walk both sides of the line. I'm never going to be a black leftist, but I'm saying I understand it because I have lots of relatives, and that's how they feel. They're like, the difference is government helps. We have this cultural thing that keeps us down, and I mean, it is a victim mentality par none. There's nobody better at the victim mentality than a black leftist. Nobody. And they claim that they want to, that we should all stick together, but it is the most divisive. It's one of these things where black leftists believe it's a secret that we're completely divided inside, but don't let anybody outside know. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson Show. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And what's funny is even black conservatives will... This is a little bit of a divide inside of black conservatism, because black conservatives will say the same thing. Well, you know, we can't be focusing on what we do wrong as a culture, blah, blah, blah. I don't focus on anything. I point it out. I tell the truth about it, whether you like it or not. And I make fun of it. I know that there are black conservatives who say, let's get out of this idea of talking about plantation mentality and leaving the plantation. I agree with them. We're so much more sophisticated and nuanced in how we can get our points across. We don't need to do that. But some still do. There's a lady, she talks about the black condition, and I want to play this clip. This is a clip from a while back. And what's funny, when I saw the clip, this woman looks like one of my aunts. I thought it was her for a second, but she just didn't sound like her. But here's what she does when she talks about the black condition, and this was from a while back.
It takes parents whose authority is not undermined by a meddling socialist government as what we have now in Washington. That's what it takes. And so we have had the Such a Kind of Movement and the feminist movement and, of course, the homosexual movement. And I've already told you how much influence they have now in our public schools. And not only that, throughout our society. Whoever would have thought that we would have to define marriage? And this is what they've done to us. But most importantly, and the one that really, really irks me more than any others, is the black movement. And isn't it ironic that the very group of people who were brought to America as slaves are being used today to enslave all of Americans? Now, that really hurts me, being a member of that race and seeing how this happened. Now, I have to tell you, I really don't remember going from being colored to Negro. But I grew up in the 40s and 50s as a Negro. It wasn't anything denigrating to us. All it meant was that our ancestors were brought to America through the slave trade from Africa. So we didn't think anything negative. We still looked forward to the American dream. And America was home to us. We thank them for coming over here. I know I do. I'm sorry how they came here, but I thank God that they did come. There's no way in the world I would want to be any place on the African continent today, which is something else. Here you have our young children being told that they're African Americans, and you ask them what country they're from, and they don't even know Africa is a continent and not a country. And that's the kind of lies that's going on in our government schools today, and it's being promoted by these political groups. Because all of these groups I mentioned to you all work together. They support each other. If they're having a rally, they all come. Or if they're standing together on an issue, whatever the issue may be, affirmative action, illegal immigrant, doesn't matter. They all coalesce as one. Now, when I talk about black leaders, which is what I'm going to discuss, because I want you to know why you have multiculturalism and diversity in our schools today, and why you have corporations that's demanding that their workers learn about diversity, which is so ridiculous. I've been on this earth more than half a century, and as long as I've been in America, it's always been diverse. So I've been wondering, what do they mean by that? But what they mean is that they want to divide us. They want to divide America and keep Americans hating each other. And they're teaching our children hatred and disdain for America by teaching them every other culture but their own. There's only one culture that should be taught in American schools, and that's American culture. At any rate, growing up as a Negro, you know, we really didn't have the kind of hatred that I see today. I can remember in high school, like high school children today will maybe go to the mall and window shop. Well, we would leave our high school and we'd go downtown to the big expensive stores and window shop. And there you have the colored only and the white only drinking fountains. And I can remember in high school, you're little rebels anyway. So we would drink from the white fountain, and the sales clerks would say, now, you know, you're supposed to drink colored water. And we'd say, if we wanted colored water, we'd drink Kool-Aid. And they would laugh. We'd all laugh about it. But if you would listen to the black leaders today, you would think we were lynched for not drinking out of the colored only fountain. And I'm saying that to make the point that even though you had laws that separated the people, segregation, Jim Crow laws, the people themselves did not hate each other the way our children are being taught to hate other races today. And that is the difference. And that's how I grew up as a Negro. But then when I was leaving college, and then in the 60s, our name was changed to Black Americans. And the reason for that was the height of the black political movement. And so all of us then were to show that we acted as one, whether we were colored or Negro or black. So from then on, we became known as Black Americans. Well, then when the media began to cover the fight against apartheid in South Africa, the Reverend Aunt Jesse Jackson called a press conference and told the media, from now on, refer to us as African Americans. That's how we became African Americans. And the purpose for that was so that all of us would be in goose step with the African National Congress. Simple as that. But again, look at what it has done to our children and in our schools. In some of our public schools, in these so-called inner city schools or minority schools, you would be hard-pressed to find Old Glory flying in the classroom at all. But you will see foreign flags, and for us, they make up a flag, and they call it an African-American flag. They make up an African-American Pledge of Allegiance. They make up a culture, and I'm talking about Kwanzaa, a made-up culture. But it's been so accepted by so many people, even Texaco got in trouble for not recognizing it as a legal holiday for their employers. Totally made up. I worked with the guy at the school who made it up. At the time in the 60s, he formed an organization called U.S., United Slaves. He and his United Slaves had a shootout with the Black Panthers in the cafeteria of UCLA, in which two people were killed. Later, he was sentenced for torturing two of his female followers. He resurfaced, changed his name. Now he's head of the Black Studies Department in one of our major universities in California, spewing more hatred. And you know, when we talk about these black history classes and African American studies, that's nothing more than, again, promoting hatred. And there's not very much truth, if any at all, in some of the studies that they give these young people.
In many ways, I was like listening to myself. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The reason I wanted to cover that and I want to cover this topic is because a guy by the name of Charlemagne the God, he's a co-host of a radio show called The Breakfast Club. And he spoke about Kamala Harris and Biden, and he says, I've learned my lesson from doing that. And by doing that, he means supporting Kamala Harris. He says, once they got into the White House, she kind of disappeared. Now, here's what he went on to explain. He says he doesn't think the Biden administration has done enough to tackle mental health issues, a topic that came up on the campaign trail with Harris when she was a presidential candidate, and promote criminal justice reform that includes addressing marijuana offenses. He says, but he goes on to talk about this. When I give people my word, like, yo, man, I think we should be supporting Kamala Harris for vice president because she's going to hold it down. When we say those things and people don't see her holding it down, that causes issues. See, Here's what bugs me about guys like Charlemagne the God. He's so misinformed. He supported a woman who has no business in politics. She's horrible as a politician at every level. He supported a president, a candidate, Joe Biden, who embarrassed him on his own show by saying, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. And as I mentioned at the time, this clown, Charlemagne the God, didn't even have the guts to say to him, wait a minute, what did you just say? Black people don't owe you a vote. He didn't stop to correct. I also told you one of the first things Biden did in that interview was he says, how you doing, Mr. Vice President? And he said, I'm doing fine. He says, how you doing? And Charlemagne the God goes, I'm highly blessed, black, and whatever. And Joe Biden goes, oh, no, no, you're not. And he went on to explain how bad things were for little black baby Charlemagne the God. And Charlemagne the God didn't have the nerve to say, wait a minute. Let's begin this interview the right way. I asked you how you were doing. You said, fine. You asked me how I was doing. I said, I'm blessed. Don't tell me I'm not. If you want to talk about problems of other people, fine. Accept my word for what it is. What I'm getting at is this, folks. Joe Biden essentially said, I don't care how you think you are. I will tell you how you are. And Charlemagne the God didn't catch it. That bugs me. If you say to me, if I say to you, hey, Chuck, how you doing? I'm doing fine. And I go, well, great. Good to hear. Kids good? Yeah, everybody. Okay, job's good? Yes. I'm not going to go, you sure the job is good? You sure them kids are good? And then you fire back, Kevin, how you doing? I'm fine. Well, you don't look fine. How could you be fine with the black condition? I would be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait a minute, bro. I answered you. These people are stupid. Anyway, he's now, Charlemagne the God is going, I'm not supporting Joe Biden. And I'm not supporting Kamala Harris. Why? They disappointed me. They had disappointed him when they were running. And this is what bugs me. This guy has millions of people watching and listening to him, and he got it wrong. Again. But he's a person of authority. He's somebody that we should be listening to as in the black community. It's pathetic.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So
keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move
Goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Nimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Charlemagne the God. That's what a guy who has a radio, a talk show, and it's popular. And he, I mean, big signal, I don't know, out of some big city. And so popular that you have to, as a rite of passage, as a, if you're trying to get the black vote, you need to do his show. And you go and you look at the credentials of guys like him, and they know, I mean, honestly, a Ukrainian Uber driver knows as much about the black condition in America than this guy. You know what I found when I traveled throughout the world? People study the black condition in America. Now, here's the problem. they get it wrong. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I can't tell you how many places I've visited around the world, and they hear my accent. They go, oh, you're American. Yeah. And, you know, as a black American, they go, so what's it like? You know, what do you mean? They have this idea that we are so oppressed. We're being gunned down. We're being, you know, the white man has their foot on our neck. This is, I've been in London and people believe that. I'm thinking, how traveled are you? I mean, do you really think that that's the way it is? Now, I will admit, it's been a long time since I've had those kind of conversations. I mean, I've been to Paris a couple times a few years ago, and it wasn't a discussion of the oppression of blacks. In fact, the bigger discussions I had revolved around Donald Trump. But still, there's a sense that blacks are being oppressed in America, particularly on the issue of guns. So, but and I'll tell you, when I traveled in Africa, people really, it's interesting because while they, and it was funny, it wasn't black Africans that felt the oppression of black Americans. It was usually northern Africans, people of more Middle Eastern descent. They would say to me, Kevin, surely, you know, the things are bad for the black men in America, you know, and I would have these conversations and I would go, nope, you're misinformed. What? I got invited to more events because, and this, by the way, was before I was ever technically political. This is when my formative years. I was an engineer working over there, having conversations, and people knew once they found out I wasn't African. I'm talking about, you know, whether I was Kenyan or Somali or whatever. When they found out I was an American who was black, that was like, I was like a showpiece. And I would explain to them, you have completely got what you think is happening with blacks in America wrong. This was in the 80s and 90s when I did a lot of this travel. And I was blown away at how they viewed us and had no idea. But here's what I will tell you. They studied American politics, boy. They studied it. And quite frankly, the legacy of it is they use it now. A lot of these cultures use the American victimization, victimhood, to sell getting, you know, money from people. Like, the Africans are all about global climate change because they are going to benefit. Many of these countries are like, let those crazy white people just come give us money. Absolutely, we'll take it. Meanwhile, the Chinese are over there putting in all this infrastructure, doing things that are going to benefit China in ways that this world has never known. Anyway, I'm a little bit off subject here because I want to go back to Charlemagne the God and this the Breakfast Club conversation that's what his show is called. And he's the purveyor of black thought. And as I mentioned in the previous segment, the guy couldn't be, when I tell you that our goals for blacks are the same, it used to be the black leftists and right, you know, and the conservatives, we at least said, yeah, we want our kids to learn. We want safer neighborhoods. We want better opportunities for blacks, et cetera. I don't believe that's the case with the black left. I think they want it for a few people, but they don't want it for all. I want it for all. I want when somebody hears a black man is coming to work or do something that they go, whew, you know, that's going to be done right. When they see a black child, they go, oh, you know, that kid is studious. That kid, you know, has been raised right. Well, I'm telling you, the majority of blacks, when I grew up, if you saw a black kid, you knew that kid was respectful. I could give you all these adjectives to describe it, and it was all good. I'm not telling you that blacks aren't human. I mean, we had a lot of problems. Don't misunderstand me. But we held ourselves in check. In the military, they call it policing. You self-police. You look around your area and clean it up, and then you can move. We can expand to the bigger area. But we're going to police our own area, so you self-police. We were the best at it. Not anymore. We you should look at how we self-police. A criminal breaks into somebody's house and all he was trying to do was pay his bills. We have the most, I'm talking about the black leftists have the most distorted view of life than you can even imagine. And there's plenty of examples. And I'm not coming down on black folks. Anybody that would be put in this position would probably do the same thing. It's not DNA for blacks. It's cultural. But it's bad culture. Anyway, Charlemagne the God is disappearing. He's saying, I can't support Biden and Kamala Harris. Now, here's the problem. He'll support whatever Democrat they throw in there. That's his problem. And he was on the right track during that Biden interview when he says something like, you know, well, look, the black vote is it needs to be up for grabs. Diddy and others have said this. Other black artists and people like that have said the black vote shouldn't just be Democrat. It should be up for grabs. It's never been more up for grabs, I'm telling you, than it is right now in modern history. You'd have to go back to the time of Eisenhower to see how much the black vote was up for grab, because it hasn't happened since the 1930s. The black vote switched to Democrat, and it has been solidly Democrat for decades, election cycle after election cycle. And Donald Trump has brought the black vote back to the fore. Charlemagne the God said this, Dan, you told us to vote for them. He said, this is what people say to him. You told us to vote for them. Do you know how many people say that to me all the time? What he's telling you is, I told people I'm going to give my vote to these Democrats again, and I got nothing again. And now they're asking me, they're telling me, you're the one who said to vote for them. Which means there is a topic of conversation going on in the black community, the leftist black community, the people that listen to that drivel on the Breakfast Club. And how many of those people are waking up? I don't know, but I played that clip the other day of the people asking when they said Donald Trump might do a rally in the Bronx, and blacks and Puerto Ricans overwhelmed. We would love to see Donald Trump do a rally. I will bring a friend. I want to just shake his hand. This man is wildly popular. Don't you believe the hype? And it isn't about Donald Trump per se. I mean, yes, there's a part of him that it's quintessential Trump. I like his brashness. I like his boldness. I like that he doesn't try to find the perfect words and that he's got a style about him. As goofy as it may be, it defines him. That's what marketing is about. I like it. And we should like it. We have the best champion. Man, let me tell you, I thought Barack Obama was the best champion the Democrats had, and I still believe that. I think he checked all the boxes for the Democrats. The only one he couldn't check was competence. Well, you know what Trump does? He checks all the boxes. Flawed, but smart, quirky, brash, braggadocio, loves his country. But you know what he can check that box for? Competence. And what's funny, when they talk about him, you almost wonder, do you guys do know he was president, right? He did have 4 years where we turned this thing around. Anyway, he goes on. They talk about how a couple years ago they did Charlemagne did an interview with Kamala Harris, and he quipped. He asked, "Who's in charge of the country?" And Harris responded, "Come on, Charlemagne, it's Joe Biden." And he says, "I can't tell sometimes." And she was like, no, it's Joe Biden. And don't start talking like a Republican about asking whether or not he's president. See, that's Republican talk when you ask who's really running the country. So, here's the final point I'll make about this. He says he doesn't expect Joe Biden or Kamala Harris to appear on his show during this current election cycle. That's telling for a couple of reasons. One, are they dissing him? Do they no longer need the black vote or want the black vote? Or is he saying, I don't think they're going to be it? I don't have the answer to that. But I think it's the latter. I think he knows they will not be the people that he has on his show. And it could be another one. He doesn't want them on his show anymore. I got to leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.